The director, University of Cape Coast School Business Development, Dr. Siam Frimpong, says the university is launching a business development fund in Accra tomorrow to expand infrastructure to support brilliant but needy students and provide basic teaching and learning materials for effective learning. Dr. Siam Frimpong told George Ankara that the initiative is born out of the fact that all over the world, business schools have realized that depending on government alone to provide infrastructure takes time. Therefore, there is the need to take steps to play a role. He urged the alumni, business organizations and philanthropists to support the initiative.
The purpose of the fund is one, to help infrastructure development, two, to help students, especially brilliant but needy students, and three, to help with learning and teaching by purchasing teaching materials, by developing staff of the school.
Where is this initiative coming from, and why would you want the School of Business to develop infrastructure when it is the mandate of government to do so?
Yeah, we all know that when it comes to infrastructure development, if we leave it only to government, government alone cannot do it. And all over the world, business schools are spearheading great interaction with alumni, interaction with industry, and we're also trying to, as it were, get out of the ivory tower. You know, people always say that universities are isolated and all that. So we want to come out with infrastructure that can help bridge the gap by running short programs, by having a place where we can have conferences and all that. If you have to leave this to the government alone, it will take some time.
Apart from the alumni, yes, who are you looking up to contribute to this fund?
Coming from individuals other than alumni who have school of business at heart. Students themselves will be contributing, and lecturers or staff of the university will also be contributing through internet generated funds. We're also looking at investment returns of the fund as another source of income and any other source that we can get that will help raise funds for the development fund. So these are the major sources we are looking at. And of course, we are also looking at institutions. I want to say that normally people have reservations maybe when it comes to funds and when it comes to management. And I want to say that we have put in place a very formidable team that is going to manage this fund.